Compassy family, Steph. On the phone this week, of course, is Mental Health Awareness Week. And I thought it would be really nice to catch up with Erin Manning from Perinatal Wellbeing at Canterbury. Morena, Erin, how are you?
Good morning, Steph. I'm good, thank you.
Now, you're the operations coordinator for perinatal support. Can you tell us a little bit maybe about yourself or what your service provides?
Sure. Well, we are a community-based peer support service, and we provide support for parents with a decline in mental well-being due to pregnancy, childbirth, or parenting in the first 2,000 days. So that's from pregnancy right through to 5 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a fantastic service that you provide. Hey,
thank you.
Erin, so who is affected by perinatal mental decline? Like, you've just briefly touched on it, but maybe if you can touch on a little bit more, and what does it actually look like? Because it must be, sometimes it's quite hard to know.
It is. And the thing is that it can affect anybody. So there is no, there's no one type of person that will be affected. That doesn't affect one ethnicity or one, you know, social demographic any more than the others. And it can just strike out of the blue. Of course, there's some risk factors if you've previously had postnatal depression, or you've had, you know, depression in the past, but it is often confused with the baby blues, which most people who give birth have in those first 6 weeks. But if it goes on any longer than that, and it's, there's two sorts, there's depression or anxiety, and in fact anxiety with, you know, today's cost of living crisis and you know, the pandemic and whatnot going on, is the one we're seeing the most. And it could just be come across as parents who may be, they're on edge all the time, they're irritable, they're worrying about everything, they can't seem to just slow down and enjoy everything. Depression may be that they're shut down and they're not enjoying anything. Can be crying, but often it's that numbness, just they don't look like they're having fun at all. Not wanting to do anything, not wanting to go out. Dads are a little bit different though. Dads often then want to go out and do things. They need to get away and do stuff. So if dad's suddenly finding him lots of things to do outside of the home, you know, then that can be a sign of depression in dads.
For sure. And pushing people away too, I think, is one thing that, you know, you push people away because you're not sure what to do yourself if you're feeling like that as well too.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time parents feel that they're not supposed to feel like that.
Yeah.
So you can't let anybody know, because then, oh, I'm obviously a bad parent, or, you know, the old I should be grateful, which is a very toxic thing to say.
Absolutely. I found myself personally when I'd been in the workforce for a very long time, and I had our first beautiful baby. She's now 19 tomorrow. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And so I had her after working for quite a considerable time, like for 30 years. So once I had her and she had colic, holy moly, Erin, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether I was upside down or back to front.
Yep.
Because I just went, wow, this little beautiful child that I have here, and I just felt a little bit grumpy, to be honest, and a wee bit frustrated. Why couldn't I fix this?
Yep. And that is really common. And, you know, when we're at work, we know what we're doing. We're in control. We get some breaks. You know, you can go home at the end of the day. You don't do that when you're a parent. And with babies, you know, like colic, they can't tell you what's going on. So you're guessing, you're second-guessing yourself. There's so much information out there, what's right, what's wrong.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we often don't have people around us to talk about it with, or nobody wants to be the one to say, do you know what, this gig is a bit harder than I thought it was going to be, or, you know,
Absolutely.
Hey, this is not as great as it was in the brochure.
Why is she not sleeping? Bless her.
Exactly.
Lots of rocking chairs, and as you're saying, lots of advice. So with that, it's great, and people being well-meaning. But Erin, is there support out there for parents, and kind of who should we listen to as well?
There is lots of support out there in Canterbury. We're really lucky, actually. We're one of the best regions to have support. And we have the South Island Perinatal Mental Health Service, which is your tertiary service for really, really sick mothers. But then we have the Plunkett Perinatal Adjustment Program, and they are good clinical service. There's ourselves, there's a couple of other community groups. Out in Rangiora is Rachel's House. And they are great because we've all been there. We often all know exactly what you're feeling. It gives parents a place to go and connect and listen to other people who are going through it. Yeah. The perfect parents, of course, are ones without children, so tend to not listen to them at all. It's important to listen to yourself, actually, and if it doesn't sit right with you, then you don't have to follow that advice. There's a lot of different parenting styles out there, and you're always going to be doing it wrong according to somebody.
Yeah.
And so you've got to find your own, the own way that you're going to do it. Listening to people like doctors and stuff for medical advice is always important, but you don't have to take advice from every Joe Bloggs, even if they happen to be, auntie or uncle or mum or dad.
Yeah.
You'll find your own feet, and then just having the confidence to say, actually, this is my baby and this is what I'll do. But talking to your peers, finding a couple of other mums that, are going through sort of roughly the same thing at the same time that you can be honest with, that goes a really long way in support.
For sure, absolute game changer. As luck should happen, my sister-in-law had a baby at the same time, so it was really good to talk to her and go for walks and go, oh, same. And so it's really nice to have that support, because it's important to talk about it. As you're saying, the key thing for me was also listening to those I felt related to me. The hardest thing I found personally, Erin, was saying to the grandparents, hey, this is my baby, this is how I would like to bring. That's a really tough conversation sometimes, I think, Erin, as well too, isn't it?
Incredibly tough, and there's a whole lot of expectations. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I tend to revert back to being a child when you're in the presence of your parents, even though you're quite a few years older now.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually having those boundaries, learning how to say no, actually, no, this is our child and we're going to do it differently.
Yeah.
And it's not common for us to be able to say no to people anyway. It is very important to stick to your boundaries and to be able to say no, and to realise that you are not hurting, the grandparents. You're not stopping them from being grandparents. You're actually just protecting yourself and your baby.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm talking to Erin from Perinatal Wellbeing Canterbury, Erin Manning. She's the operations coordinator. Hey, just quickly, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time. I'd love to catch up with you again another stage on air. But Erin, how can parents help keep themselves mentally healthy, and who can we contact?
Right, so one of the best ways is to let go of all your expectations. Is the parent that you thought you were going to be, the way that it was going to be, and stop living up to other people's expectations. Take it day at a time. Just know that fourth trimester in particular is a really tough time.
Yeah.
Reach out to friends, family. Tell them that you're not doing so well. You can also reach out to us. So we're perinatalwellbeing.org.nz. You can refer yourself, talk to your midwife, talk to Plunkett, just a lot of people. But the more you talk about it, the more there will be help there for you.
Absolutely. Erin Manning, a pleasure as always from Perinatal Wellbeing Canterbury. Now, this interview will also go up on our Facebook page later on this afternoon as well. So if you missed it, you'll be able to listen back to it, Erin, as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Compass FM.